Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3361BN. Today's date is May 24th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Narrative Begins for Change of Batter, Kenya. Trump, we are going to make it too big to rig. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Hey, Patriots, only 3 days left until the Freedom Collection drops. This collection means so much to me because it's our way of giving back to the brave men and women who served our country. With every purchase, you're supporting veteran charities. Plus, we got special promotions. Get free gifts when you spend $50, $75, $125. Sign up at patriotsapparel.shop now to get early access. Trust me, you don't want to miss these limited edition items. Let's honor our heroes together. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because Trump, he just had a rally in the South Bronx, and we had 20 to 30,000 people attend that rally. And the deep state, the D's, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. And Trump, he let everyone know that we are going to make this election too big to rig. I think he's already set the stage because, number one, if they do absolutely nothing, the amount of people that are behind Trump will completely and utterly overwhelm the system, and they will not be able to create enough ballots to cheat. Now, they can just let that go. And on the other side of that, they can say, we're not going to certify the election. Now, remember, Trump, he took that away from them. The vice president does not have the ability to send the results back to the legislature. So this puts them in a very interesting position, which means they might say, hey, we're not going to certify, but they will release their illegals, Antifa, to create chaos, to say it is the Trump supporters that are writing because we will not certify the election. Number two, if it's too big to rig, that is pushing the deep state players into doing something like delaying the elections, which means they're going to have to destroy their own system. If Trump is going to show the people that the system is rigged, wouldn't it be incredible to have the deep state players destroy their own system with a cyber attack and have the people use paper? Because at that point, people will then see, wow, we use paper. The elections were guarded by National Guard, the military, and the results are absolutely incredible. Trump beat Biden by an astronomical amount, and the people are completely with him. I think Trump wants to show the deep state players, look, I've got the people, and I want to show the people that there's a lot more of us than there are of the deep state players. And I do believe in the end, this is what he might be setting the stage for. But you could see that Trump is also letting everyone know that as we get closer and closer to the election, most likely it's not going to be Biden who's going to be running. And it looks like he's actually putting it out there saying, yeah, I don't think Biden's going to make it to the 2024 election. And what's very interesting is the fake news, they're already starting the narrative saying, hey, if Biden doesn't make it, Kamala can do the job. So already we're starting to see things shift, which means most likely in that scenario, I do believe they're probably going to use the 25th Amendment, which means Kamala then would be the acting president and the vice president. Biden would be removed. Kamala, as a black woman, would say, I don't want to run for president. This would make it a lot easier to substitute another black woman in for her position. Now, if they brought in a white man, this wouldn't go along with their entire narrative. I'm talking about the deep state narrative. So to trade in one black woman for another black woman, I think they can get this done, and Obama's would be front and center. What's very interesting is that the Kenya delegation was here in D.C., and guess who was there in the White House? Obama. And I do believe that is now setting the stage for what is coming. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But let's talk about what is happening with Hunter Biden right now, because Merrick Garland, he does have a major decision to make, because as we can see, Hunter, he has lied to Congress, and look what happened to those people that lied to Congress. Those individuals, their perjury, they were sent to a grand jury. So if Merrick Garland is truly apolitical and it's blind justice, he will then send this to a grand jury. Now, how many people think that's going to happen? Most likely not. And we know that the DOJ, the FBI, and the rest, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. Most of these individuals, all these individuals in Congress, they were all installed with the help of the criminal syndicate. And now we can see with all the illegals coming into this country, we know exactly what they want to do. They want to actually rig the election so they can install their people once again. And the United States is not the only country that's doing this. When you look at Canada, they're on the same exact pathway. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, Trudeau liberals announced that people born outside Canada will get automatic citizenship if one parent has been Canadian for 3 years. How to try and win the next election 101. Trudeau is facing a massive election loss in 2025 and is desperate to find new voters. So Trudeau is doing this same exact thing. He's going to be using the illegals to skew the votes. This is exactly what Biden is doing. And when you start looking around the world, you can see that most likely all the installed leaders, they're going to be doing the same exact thing because they don't want to give up their power. Remember, they're installed. They're not put into the position by the people. And think about the United States here. We vote to have that person represent us. The deep state, every time they do something like this, they're showing you that they are not representing us. They don't want you to put someone in there that's going to represent you. Because if that was the case and we actually had people that were representing us, the country would look very, very different. And they don't want to give up the criminal syndicate that they have created. They don't want to give up control. And that's why they're trying to keep control. But you could see that the system that they put into place is starting to break down. People know that the government, the criminal syndicate, has been working with social media companies to censor people. We know that the fake news is completely propaganda. We know there are certain outlets out there that feed the propaganda. And one of them is Media Matters. And what's very interesting is that Media Matters is laying off. Andy Ngo put this out and said, what you sow, a bunch of far left writers are whining after being fired from leftist nonprofit blog Media Matters. Media Matters publishes misleading and deceptive content to lead campaigns to shut down conservative media and get conservatives fired. Some of those who were fired mocked me when I was in the hospital after being beaten by Antifa in 2019 and suffering through a brain bleed. The jobless Antifa allied propaganda writers are blaming Elon Musk for being fired. Musk is suing Media Matters for allegedly using dishonest and illegal practices to try to shut down X. Those fired are now seeking work via posts on X. That's interesting. And think about it. The individual, Kat Abu, who made fun of Tucker Carlson getting fired, well, she was fired. I mean, really think about that for a second. What you put out there always comes back around. And what we've come to find out is that the entire movement to get the weapons away from the people is completely and utterly failing. And everything the deep state, the corrupt politicians have been saying about gun control, that, hey, the mass shootings, we can stop that. Hey, there's loopholes in the gun shows. Hey, we got to take the weapons away from the people. All that was one gigantic lie. Remember, a weapon is a tool. And you need to learn how to use the tool. Plus, we have the Constitution. The Second Amendment is very, very clear. And every step of the way, all these different corrupt politicians who are continually creating laws to go up against the Constitution, they're violating our constitutional rights. But what's very interesting is that the ATF director, Dettelbach, he admitted that there is not and never was a gun show. They've been lying to the American people. And believe me, if you look around the world, think about how many guns the United States has. If there was going to be a problem, I think everyone would know that. And if you look at where all the problems are, it's in those areas that they took the weapons away, and those areas where they made it where those areas can't thrive. So in a lot of those areas, those individuals, the youth, they turn to crime. And I do believe once we reverse this, we're going to see something very, very different. If you bring this all the way back to the private West Central Bank, the central bank is the cause of most of these problems. And yes, the central bank and then the corrupt politician, because it breeds corruption. And then that corruption pushes the policies that the central bank and the World Economic Forum wants. And this is continuous as you move down the path here. And what you see is everything is going back to the private West Central Bank. Because think about it, Congress receives the money. They're not responsible. They're not held accountable. They launder the money. That breeds corruption. They bring in the install people. They can create these different propaganda outlets. They can create the criminal syndicate. They can bloat the government where you have non-elected people doing everything against the Constitution. Then with that, you put the people in certain positions in certain states and cities, and they push the agenda there. And you can see what happens. You have complete and utter chaos in the cities. Because again, their entire policy is not to make the city great again, not to make the state great again. It's to break everything down. And when you go all the way back to the private West Central Bank, that is the cause. I mean, think about the economy with the private West Central Bank. Think about the plastics and everything we use. Because of the devaluation of the dollar, companies had to find different ways to ship because it was just too expensive. They had to move manufacturing out of this country. Everything revolves around the private West Central Bank system. As soon as we came off the gold standard, everything really started to fall apart. Just go back in time, take a look, and you will see this as clear as day. Just like you see what is going on out in the Middle East, Taiwan, Ukraine, it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And what's very interesting, all these sanctions that they placed on Russia, it is not working because Russia has just put forth a new decree that will give Russian companies, organizations, and individuals hit by sanctions the right to apply for compensation from the Russian government. The compensation would come in the form of U.S.-owned assets like real estate companies, bank accounts based in Russia. So everything that Biden did is not working. It's destroying the companies. And now Russia's taking anything from the companies to repay the people in their country who are hit with sanctions. That tells you everything you need to know. So once again, I think the companies are going to start getting pissed off right now. And they're going to be like, what is going on here? And who's responsible for it? Oh, it's Biden once again. And we could see the Ukraine war. It's a complete and utter disaster. No matter how much money, no matter how many weapons they shovel into Ukraine, it's not going to work. This is why they're going to bring it to the next level. This is why there's trainers from NATO in there, because they're already setting the stage to push a war. And the Ukrainian frontline colonel admits the country will have to cede territories to Russia in peace negotiations. And yes, they will have to cede certain territories to Russia because the Ukrainian forces, they don't have the upper hand. Russia does. They always have. The fake news lied to everyone. And should the United States be involved in this? No, they shouldn't. But think about what Putin is doing. He is exposing the neo-Nazis, exposing the biolabs in Ukraine, exposing the money laundering. Think about what's happening out in Israel. Israel is going after the terrorists, going after the deep state terrorist organizations. And think about what's happening out in Taiwan. Now we have Xi, who most likely will be going into Taiwan. And Taiwan right now has put military on high alert. And the China State TV, they are now priming the public for a war with Taiwan. They put this video out with missiles flying into Taiwan, exploding on the island, jet fighters heading that way. And we could see that war now is building. And the war drums are getting louder and louder. And Trump, he told us that this was all going to happen about a year and a half ago. He said, hey, China's going to be going to Taiwan. And now we see things, they are now ramping up. And remember, his major counteroffensive is peace. Remember, a counterinsurgency is being built right now to go up against the insurgency. Who created the insurgency? Well, this came from Obama. I do believe he's the conductor. That doesn't mean he created the entire plan. I do believe he's being orchestrated from above, but he was conducting the entire operation. It was a 16-year plan. The first 8 years was Obama. Take the weapons away from the people. Reshape America. Allow the illegals to come in. Yes, under Obama, there were illegals coming in. They were bringing them via white buses all over the place. They built the cages. This was on purpose, and then they spread him across the country. This was happening with Obama. This was happening way before that. And Obama just ramped it all up. And you can see that that was his job. The last 8 years was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. She was supposed to finish up taking the weapons from the people and then bring us to war. But they never expected Trump to win in the election. They never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. And he put them behind schedule. He turned everything around. And now he's exposing their entire plan. And every day that passes, it gets worse and worse. People, they see it all. They see the DEI. They see the CRT. They see the ESG. All of this does not work. They see the open borders. They see the crashing economy. They see the war building. They see it all. And as more and more people see it, more and more people are pushing back. And if you look at the colleges, you can see with this race-based admission, it's going to destroy the medical industry. It's going to destroy the scientists. It's going to destroy pretty much everything. But think about it. This is what the deep state players actually want. They want the dumb people in there. They want people that can't function because they don't want America to be great. They want to bring it down to a third world level. And this is why they're doing it. So a whistleblower, they have come forward with explosive claims that race-based admission policies at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, have severely degraded the quality of its medical school, prompting a stern warning from tech mogul Elon Musk about the potential for patient deaths due to medical incompetence. So that is very interesting. They're saying that the applicants that they're bringing in, they're not up to the standards, and the standards are being lowered and lowered and lowered and lowered, which means the people that are going to be operating on you, diagnosing you, well, these people aren't the top of the top. And again, what are we going to see? We're going to see a complete and utter disaster. But put this in perspective. Why do you think they want this? Because the pharmaceutical companies, they'll be able to control this. And all they'll tell these people to do is give you drugs. And the drugs will never make you better. That is part of their plan. And once again, is it going to work? No. Why is that? Well, Freedom Piper put this out and said, in a landmark 9-0 ruling on Wednesday that you will never hear about in the media, the U.S. Supreme Court has undercut all DEI-based discrimination, sending the Marxists into a tizzy. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that a St. Louis police sergeant can sue over a job transfer she claims was discriminatory lays the foundation for legal action against employers who push discrimination against white people in job hiring, work assignment, and promotion. That's right. Those diversity preferred job postings, the practice of passing over whites for promotions, discriminatory job transfers, pushing unfair diversity training, etc. All of these are now legally actionable. The ruling was championed by human rights group as an enormous win for the workers, but has lawyers for companies like Disney warning that it could have a chilling effect on employees' diversity initiatives. Disney's pale and male is stale policy is a prime example. Disney has allegedly used it to drive out white animators by giving them the worst assignments, even though they have the most experience, skill, and seniority in order to make the job humiliating enough that they quit, which many of them have done. The same companies argue that there is good discrimination and bad discrimination, that white people should be purposely disadvantaged to pave the way for diversity. The lawyer stated that the decision will complicate DEI programs and limit their ability to discriminate against white men. The Supreme Court torpedoed those claims, reasserting that everyone is equal in the eyes of the law. Further, the court has established a relatively low standard for bringing discrimination cases. The victim need not suffer actual harm. An employee only must show some harm under the terms of their employment. And that harm need not be material, substantial, or serious. The decision makes it much easier for workers to sue over discriminatory practices. This is a big win for equality. Absolutely. And this is going to be a huge problem for the deep state players. But as we approach the presidential election, we can see that the deep state players, they are pushing certain films and certain things because they're going to try to hit Trump very, very hard, very, very close to the presidential election. One of those is The Apprentice, where they have a scene where Trump is raping Ivana, which is completely fake, phony, and false, but they're going to try to use this during the second debates. The other one is a George Floyd biopic, Daddy Changed the World, works with his daughter, executive producing. And the conservatives, the patriots of this country, they have put out a film called Reagan. This is the upcoming anti-woke, value-based, patriotic film based on the life of our 40th president. Which do you think the people are going to watch? I do believe they're going to watch Reagan. And it's perfectly timed on August 30th to hopefully energize the conservative voters to be active. So we can see that there's an information war that is continually going on. But I do believe the people, they are waking up, the people, they see what's going on. And we know that Antifa is going to be a part of the presidential election, part of the chaos, along with the illegals. But what's very interesting is a lot of these Antifa players, they are now being outed, and you're starting to see who exactly they are. Andy Ngo put this out and said, at the Gaza far left direct action today at Portland, state officers faced abuse from the rioters and were assaulted. One was taken to a hospital, Amanda Seabee. The woman screaming in the video was at the 2020 Antifa riots and ran for Congress. The rioter in the video screaming abuse at the female officer is Amanda Seabee. She was a regular at the 2020 BLM Antifa riots, where she brought her dog and endangered it repeatedly. She ran as an Oregon Democrat for Congress in 2020. A live stream recording of the Portland State far left Gaza riot on May 23rd, 2024, caught her walking around on her own while looking for cigarettes. So yeah, these people are liars, and this is what they do. And think about it, a lot of these individuals, they were running for Congress. Now you know why the install people don't want to do anything with Antifa. It's all part of the criminal syndicate. Andy Ngo also put this out. Antifa unmasked, Portland 2020 serial Antifa riot arrestee Alexa Graffera. He used the aliases like Luca and Sparrow, has come forward to unmask a fellow Portland Antifa extremist who she accuses of serious abuse. Graffera accuses Cassandra, a bearded male who claims to be a woman, of sexual and psychological abuse. Cassandra is an active in militancy training for Antifa involving firearms and tries to recruit among students at Lewis and Clark College. Now that is very interesting. And again, a lot of these individuals are trans. So start to put it all together, and we're starting to paint the picture of who these people are. And now I think people are starting to see that Antifa are the same exact trans people. And now you can see why Biden, the fake news, and the rest are supporting the trans movement. Because as they support that, they're also supporting Antifa at the same exact time. It's starting to make a lot of sense. Just like it's making a lot of sense in what is happening with the hush money trial with Judge Merchant. And Lauren Loomer, she has now discovered that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has sent nearly $1.5 million in payments to the personal home residence of Judge Juan Merchant's daughter, Lauren Merchant. And there's a lot of individuals that have been sending money to Lauren Merchant. Joe Dan Gorman put this out and responded to this and said, so basically, every major Democrat official in Washington, D.C. is sending money to Judge Merchant's daughter. Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. And we can see that they're going to be making a decision on if Trump is guilty or not. Now, is this going to be blind justice, or is this going to be another type of justice? Well, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, corrupt, deeply conflicted Democrat-appointed acting Judge Juan Merchant is doing all he can to even further rig the Manhattan sham trial. He is denying me the opportunity to put a highly respected election law expert who will say once again that there was no crime. This judge, whose conflicts are completely disqualifying, isn't even requiring a unanimous decision by the jury on the key portions of this criminal hoax, which is unconstitutional and un-American. The whole case should be ended immediately and all the charges thrown out because everything has done right. With legal expenses being reported as legal expenses, the judge cannot be allowed to do further damage to justice in New York and our nation. And every legal scholar and expert agrees with this. The whole sham is a disgusting political witch hunt by crooked Joe Biden's White House, election interference. So think about what Trump just said. The judge now is saying we don't need anything that's unanimous. He's telling the jury that it doesn't have to be a unanimous decision. Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you Inside Your Pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled, but some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/x22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/x22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/x22 or click the link in the description box below this video. On key portions of the criminal hoax, which means most likely they're going to find Trump guilty. Think about this for a second. Now, like I said before, I think if I were Trump and I was trying to show the people, look how there is no justice, look how a trial that there's no victim, there's no crime, there's nothing, just like all the others, look how bad it is. It's a two-tiered justice system. And Biden is directing all of this. We have the evidence that this judge is being paid off. I'm sure there's blackmail on this individual. And look how corrupt it is, because this trial should have been dismissed a long time ago. But people needed to see it play out. And I do believe that if they do find him guilty, that will be the topper on the cake. Trump will have the people, and the people, more people, will come to his side. And because remember, this is not really about Trump. It's not about him. It's about the deep state. If they can do this to this individual who's running for president, what can they do to every other person? A lot worse, right? So I do believe that for this plan to work, I do believe most likely part of the plan is to find Trump guilty. Now, again, does Trump control the jury? No, he doesn't. But I do believe he knew what their playbook was going to be. He knew that it was going to come to this. And no matter which way this goes, Trump has already won, because people see the sham trial should have never been brought. It should have been canceled way, way back when we found out that Cohen is a liar and he stole from the Trump organization. And the FEC, the DOJ, they didn't even want to approach this case because there was nothing there. So right here, this telling you everything you need to know. And if they do find him guilty, they are finished. The people, they're all going to come out for him. Plus, he's going to sell a lot of merch, because think about the pictures that are going to be put onto shirts and coffee mugs and things like that. I think Trump is going to make an absolute fortune from this. Does that mean Trump can't run for president? Of course he can. I do believe they're going to appeal. The appeals court's going to say, okay, maybe he spends 2-3 nights in prison. They're going to say, okay, you could be released. He didn't commit any type of major crime. Actually, when we're looking at the case, he didn't commit any crime, so he can be released. And I do believe he's going to go to the appeals court, and the appeals court is going to say, there's nothing here, just like with Letitia James and the rest. And I do believe all of this is going to be reversed. But let's see how this all plays out, and let's see what happens, because we can see what's happening with the Jack Smith case, with the raid on Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ and Biden. It is completely and utterly falling apart on them. A never-before-seen memo has exposed a secret Obama administration program that blows up the pretext behind the Biden regime's sinister raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home back in 2022. The deep state authorized the unwarranted storming of Mar-a-Lago, supposedly because Trump had taken classified documents from the White House and was refusing to hand them over. They were even willing to assassinate Trump. But America First Legal has exposed the regime's claim as a lie. They released a Department of Defense memo on Thursday from the White House unveiling that the DOD has been operating and maintaining the information resources and information systems provided to the president, vice president, and executive office of the president. The White House created and very likely maintains information technology that enforces Obama's executive order so presidents can store their records on DOD servers without them getting exposed. According to America First Legal, the Biden regime has preserved and retained all EOP records on its servers. Thus, it almost certainly has most, if not all, of Trump's classified documents. Section 2.01 of the memo shows that the White House Communication Agency provides core services related to unclassified records, while Section 2.06 shows the National Security Council offers classified services. Section 2.04 of the memo says that all records created, stored, and used or transmitted by, on, or through the information resources and information systems provided to the president were stored at the Department of Defense. As America First Legal notes, this means the White House Communications Agency and the National Security Council at the White House must provide services related to records at the DOD. So what America First Legal has uncovered after months of investigative work paints an unfortunate picture of the rule of law in Washington. A former president of the United States, the most democratically accountable officer under our Constitution, was subject to a politicized referral concocted by the Biden White House that led to an armed FBI raid of his home, where his wife and youngest child live, and is now subject to prosecution. And to now realize that the Biden administration could have avoided an illegal referral process to recover records the government already possessed, that it could have used normal means to ensure that the records the former president believed should be housed in his presidential library, not yet built because of the hordes of investigations aimed at silencing him, were subject to a temporary hold for purposes of archive review, yet didn't, speaks loudly to America. The law protects only those who follow the norms of one party. So what was the regime's real reason for the raid? I think we all know that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that more documents are being unsealed about the raid, and Julie Kelly explains. This is from the official FBI report dated June 3rd, 2022, 2 months before the armed raid of Mar-a-Lago. Trump had delayed his planned trip to relocate to Bedminster for the summer in order to greet degenerate midget Jay Bratt. And Trump, he entered the Mall dining room, Mar-a-Lago dining room, and greeted the agents and attorney. Trump advised there was very good security at Mall, stated he wanted to be open and transparent, and whatever the FBI needed, he will help. Trump thanked the DOJ and the FBI for their great work prior to departing the dining room. Julie Kelly says, I believe the redacted name is Trump's attorney. He advised Trump not to permit the feds into another area of Mall. Trump overruled that counsel and let Bratt and the FBI into the basement storage area where boxes were located. 2 months later, Bratt initiated the armed raid on Mar-a-Lago. I think that tells you everything you need to know. So basically, Trump was cooperating way before this. He let them see everything. And then all of a sudden, they read it because most likely they couldn't find what they were actually looking for. I do believe there are certain documents that most likely Trump doesn't have, but maybe the military does. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Biden, he is not on the ballot in Ohio. And very strangely, we have the Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. He announced that the state legislature would hold a special session to help ensure Joe Biden will be on the state's ballot after the Secretary of State's office warned he might not be. So why would Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine help? Because remember, Biden, he messed up. His administration messed up. Because remember, these people aren't really Republicans. They're Republican in name only. That should tell you everything you need to know. Remember, it's the Uniparty. And I think everyone now is seeing this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, we know that Trump has agreed to the debate in June. I do believe Biden's going to try to get out of this. I do believe when most likely they find Trump guilty, Biden is going to try to use this to say, well, I can't debate him. He's in prison. But I don't think he'll be in prison that long. And if they do find him innocent, I think Biden's going to have to find another excuse to actually get out of the debate. But Trump, he revealed that Biden had a request not to stand, but to sit around a table. And Trump said, no, let's stand. But they want to sit at a table. Trump later in the interview with Katz and Cosby Show said he accepted the former in order to call out Biden on the horrific Afghanistan withdrawal. So Trump is going to make fun of Biden if there is a debate, saying he's the one who wanted to sit down. He can't even stand. This is the guy that you want as your resident? This is ridiculous. Trump also, during this podcast, Katz and Cosby Show, he casted doubt on the Biden 2024 candidacy, claims Biden is unlikely to run in the November election. Now, that is very interesting. So Trump, this is the couple of times he's saying this already, that Biden is not going to make it to the 2024 election. Just the other day, he said, use the 25th Amendment. Now we have Bloomberg and other fake news outlets out there building the narrative that Biden might not be running in the 2024 election. This is coming out of Bloomberg. The headline says the following. Kamala Harris is gaining swing state voters trust to step in for Biden. The vice president also was the top choice among Democrat rising stars to run the White House should Biden be unable to continue his campaign. This tells you everything you need to know. They're already building the idea that Biden might not make it, that Kamala is okay to take his place, which means most likely they're going to force Biden out. Think about this for a second. I do believe they're probably going to use the 25th Amendment, which means Biden will be removed. Kamala Harris will be the acting president and the vice president. Would this make it a lot easier to swap in one black woman for another black woman slash man? Absolutely. And I do believe we are heading now down this path. Let's see how this all plays out, because I do believe it's getting more and more interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about this is that in this Bloomberg article, it says nearly half of swing state voters, 48%, say they trust Harris to fulfill the duties of the presidency if Biden were no longer able to serve. And this is coming from a Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. So I do believe they're setting the stage. They're building the narrative, and we could see where all of this is headed. And we know that Trump, he's been telling us going all the way back to 2020, that the 25th Amendment is going to be used against Biden. And he just mentioned it a couple days ago. So I do believe everything now is in motion. And you can see that the stage is being set for many different things. One, for the Obamas to come into focus. This is why we're getting a lot of information about Obama. Now we have Kenya president. This individual is now here in the United States. He is giving pressers with Biden. They're having dinner. And this is very interesting that this is all happening right now, because there are a couple of posts about Obama and Kenya. And I don't believe Obama is actually a citizen of the United States. Let's go back to a couple of posts here. Post 947, March 15, 2018, Iran next. RT days after, RT Kenya. No coincidences. Track important. Muslim Brotherhood. Boom. Post 4027. Shows Obama, and it looks like he might be in Kenya. Post 894, there's a picture of Trump pointing to Obama. In this picture, it says, when I'm done, it will be like you were never here. Then down below that, it says pain. It says, when we're done, he'll claim Kenya citizenship as a way to escape. Tom Fitton then says this, Obama just dropped by the White House tonight, even though he wasn't on the official state dinner list. It is as if he thinks he owns the place. And yes, there is a picture of Obama. He is in the White House tonight for the Senate dinner for Kenya. Coincidence? I think not. But you could see how this is all now ramping up. The narrative is being built. And the problem is that Trump, more and more people are coming to his side. He did a rally in the South Bronx, And there were so many people there. The line just to get in to see Trump was absolutely amazing. And we had black people wearing hashtag you ain't black Joe Biden. It's funny. They talk about diversity. And in the South Bronx, it was a diverse group. You had Asians, you had blacks, you had whites, you had people from all walks of life. Think about that for a second. And it looks like there was anywhere from 25 to 30,000 people. The D's never expected this to happen. But what's very interesting is that Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul says Trump's New York supporters are clowns. Think about this. Trump, he calls Biden names. He calls Hillary names. He calls the individuals names. He never calls the D's names. But if you look at Hillary, she calls us deplorables. If you look at Biden, he calls us losers. He calls us MAGA extremists. If you look at Kathy Hochul, she calls us clowns. They call the people that they're supposed to represent names. That should tell you everything you need to know. And think about it. Think about what Karine Jean-Pierre says. One thing the president does not do is insult voters or the American people. Well, didn't Biden say I don't work for you? You're a MAGA extremist? Lying dog-faced pony soldier? You're losers? I mean, think about all the things that he said to the people. It's because they don't represent us. They have been installed. Trump represents the people. This is why he doesn't call the D's names. He calls the installed people names. That is very, very different because they're part of the criminal syndicate. And supposedly, they were elected into their position, which we know they weren't. They were installed. So he's calling them names, not the supporters. It's very, very different. Hugo Lowell put this out and said, notes from Trump rally in the Bronx. Unusually diverse crowd for a rally with Hispanics, Asians, Orthodox Jews. Very New York-centric speech, touching and warm and rink, grocery prices, clearly higher attendance than the permit allowed. And the people are panicking right now. And what's very interesting, and Lisa May put this out, it says Democrat Ruben Diaz Sr. apologized to Trump for the conduct of Judge Merchan and then slams AOC. Madam Prophet AOC, you have become a false prophet. He tells President Trump, even God wants you in the Bronx. And since he mentioned false prophet, that reminds me of Post 4964, November 27, 2022. Beware of false prophets. I'm not a prophet. You are not a prophet. We are not prophets. Focus on the mission. Absolutely. We focus on the mission. What is the mission? It's to take the country back. It's the 2024 election. It's to wake the people up and to destroy the deep state players. That's the mission. And when you look at Biden's speech to the black community during a commencement speech, and you look at Trump's speech to the people of the South Bronx, you can see the difference. Greg Price put this out and said, I can't think of a better contrast between the candidates for president than these two clips from last week. Joe Biden went to the commencement at a historically black college. He told them that they're victims and that the America is an evil place that will always keep them down. Donald Trump, by comparison, went to the rally in South Bronx and predominantly black and Hispanic community and told them that it doesn't matter what your race are. We're going to pull together as Americans. Unity versus division. That's what the deep state does. They want people to feel like victims. They want people to feel like, oh, look, that group is keeping me down. Oh, that's why I'm like this. Trump is saying, no, we're all Americans. You can do anything that you want in this country. You can build yourself up, and it is possible no matter what race you are. And I do believe once we get rid of the deep state players, once we get rid of all this division, get rid of the central bank, you're going to see an America like you've never seen before. And I do believe people are going to be shocked of this, especially in the blue states, especially in the blue cities. And Trump, he's been telling the crowd that we're going to win New York. Can you imagine that? We win New York, we win the whole thing. Take a listen.
Win New York so quick. You know, if we win New York, we win the whole thing. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? We take back our country and we'll do a job like nobody's ever done before.
Now, Trump, he also said during the rally that we're going to make it too big to rig. Take a listen to what he said here.
Save our country. We're going to get out and vote like never before.
We're going to make it too big to rig. Our vote is going to be too big to rig. So one thing they can't guard against, working together, there is nothing we cannot do and no height we cannot achieve. Together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again. Thank you, Bronx. Thank you, New York. We love you. Thank you. God bless everybody. God bless you.
So I do believe Trump is setting the stage, continually telling the deep state players, showing the deep state, that this election is going to be too big to rig. And if it's too big to rig, what is the deep state going to do? Are they going to use their cheating system? If they do, it will be too big to rig. So all they'll have left is to not certify the election. The problem with that is that Trump took that ability away. Remember, he made a big deal with Pence where he said, oh, Pence could have sent the results back to the legislature. Well, he forced the D's to pass a law that says the vice president doesn't have that ability. Who's the vice president now? Kamala Harris. Even if they use the 25th Amendment on Biden, who's the vice president? Kamala Harris. Can she send the results back to the legislator to say, hey, we're not going to certify this? No, they don't have the ability. So yes, they can stall, but is it going to work? No. The only reason they would stall is to try to create chaos and say the Trump supporters are rioting in the streets. I do believe that's going to fail. The other part of this is Trump continually saying this is going to be too big to rig, is to force the deep state players into delaying the election, destroying their own system by using a cyber attack or something to say we can't use that system, where then we go to all paper. I do believe Trump wants to show the deep state and the country and the world that he has the people behind him. I don't think he just wants to win by a small margin. I think he wants to show the deep state, the people of this country, the world, I have all the people. I beat you not by 80 million votes. I beat you by 200 million votes. And I have almost every single elector vote. I do believe he wants to give the deep state the finger. And I do believe this is why he's setting the stage. And I do believe, just like Reagan, who was in the South Bronx, who won, Trump is going to win. We're going to take back New York. We're going to take back all of these locations. Remember, to take back the country, we are Americans. Doesn't matter if the Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter what your skin color is. We take it back together and we destroy the deep state players. Now, what's very interesting is Eric Trump put out a picture of his father on top of a building with an American flag. And that actually reminds me of post 4775, September 26, 2020, where we have President Trump sitting on the building with American flag, which means we're taking back New York. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we had a vote in the House where this bill does not allow non-citizens to vote. James Comer put this out and said more than 50 Democrats just voted for a House GO bill to repeal D.C. law letting non-citizens vote. Congress took action today against the D.C. Council's radical decision to let non-citizens vote. But you have to remember, I think there was 143 Democrats saying that we should have non-citizens vote. And this is their plan. We know it's their plan. They want those people that aren't part of this country, who just entered this country, to vote in the elections. It's almost like someone from the United States flying over to France, voting there, then flying to Russia, voting there, then flying over to the UK, voting there. Is that how it should be? No, absolutely not. They have nothing to do with this country. They're here illegally. Actually, it's even worse. The deep state actually flew them into this country. Remember, these people threw away their IDs so you don't know who they are. They threw away their IDs because some of these people have sought asylum someplace else, which means they can't seek asylum here. They threw away their IDs because a lot of these people are criminals. So why would you want them voting in this country? Are they going to vote in the best interest of we the people? Of course not. They're not part of this system. They're not part of our country. It's almost like taking a million Americans and flying them around to different countries saying they can vote in those countries. It makes no sense. That's why I think in the end, we're going to have to go to paper and we have to destroy their illegal voting system, their cheating system. And I do believe Trump is setting the stage for all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, while Trump was in the South Bronx, Dan Scavino put out a picture, shows the crowd, it's black and white, and it shows ray of light coming down. And that reminds me of post-1172. And basically, this is April 17, 2018. Down below it says, rays of light. And that reminded me of this ray of light coming down to the crowd. Does that mean something is going to happen? Is Ray going to do something? This is going to be very interesting as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But what we can see is that the deep state, they are losing their grip on the people. The more Trump has rallies in the blue areas, the more the people show up where there's not just 5 or 10 or 1,000, when there's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people. This is a game changer. The deep state players, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Remember, they're not in control of all this. If they were, they wouldn't be worrying like they're worrying. Comey wouldn't be out there panicking. You wouldn't have the deep state panicking. You wouldn't have Biden going after his political opponent if they were in control. This shows you they are not in control. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are showing everyone, they're showing you, look, the open borders, it's going to destroy America. Look, what they're doing to the economy, the Green New Scam and the Great Reset, everything that they're pushing, it's going to destroy America. Look, we don't have the rule of law. We don't really have a justice system. We have a two-tier justice system, and it only works for one party, and they control it. The people now are seeing all of this, and the people are getting it, and the people are waking up. And I do believe this is all part of the plan to wake the population up. Because remember, all of this, everything that we're saying is about taking back this country. You need to see the criminal syndicate. The criminal syndicate is deep and wide. They control a lot. So you're seeing it all, and the people are waking up. And I do believe the last part of this plan is to actually have the economy crash. That will wake the people up. And we're going to approach war. Because the people, they all have this in common. The people will reach the precipice. They don't want to go to war. They rather have peace. And Trump will be the peacemaker. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.